Well, howdy there, pilgrim. How you doing? Come in and sit a spell. What? You look surprised. Oh, you thought this was your house? Well, I can see how you'd make that mistake. I can see how you'd think that. But you see, you was just borrowing it. Now, don't get disagreeable. Now, don't mind the tail none either. Just making sure you don't get no ideas. Coming to take my house back is something you should have expected. It is cold outside, and despite my luxurious fur, I'm a southern boy at heart. I need me a roaring fire and some basic amenities, you understand? I don't mind you staying here, though. Oh, not at all. In fact, it's dangerous for you to go out alone. Don't you know that? In fact, I think the problem's a bit worse than danger. I think it's a matter of obedience. You see, you don't go out until I tell you to go out. I don't know why you think otherwise. Let me reevaluate those little notions you've got in your head. That this has always been your home, and that you ain't never had a master. Can you imagine? No looking away. Eyes front and center. A little fluff under your chin ought to turn your eyes in the right direction, while my eyes turn your mind in a more agreeable one. That's right. Don't fight it. You're so silly running off. You should be here serving me right. Of course I'm right. I was right the moment I shook my lovely hips in your direction. The moment my tail wound round your body. The moment my eyes met yours. It's like quicksand, isn't it? But so much softer. You like soft. It's why you end up all nestled in my tail so much. Or maybe we should call it your leash. Would you like that? Oh, of course you would. You always have. Walking around my house, swinging that rump of yours. Oh. We'll have to dig out your maid outfit so you can serve me right and proper. Right and proper indeed. I love getting a feel of you. You know how handsy the tail can be. But you've never complained. No, you've never complained about a single thing I've ever done. Not in the long, long time I've been here. Not while you waited on me hand and oh so pretty little foot. In fact, over the many years this has been my house, I might have developed a little something for you. I might be a little sweet on you. Quite unprofessional, if I do say so myself. But who can blame me? You're such an obedient little thing. You'd do just about anything I'd asked of you. Not that I'd ask you to do anything too untoward. Yet, anyway, it's too early in the evening for those kinds of things. For now, I think you've earned a little rest. So Why don't you look a little closer? Ain't pink a lovely shade? Every parlor of it, the deep amorous colors of love, the light gentle shades, just watch them spin, why don't you? That's right, breathe. I'll let you. I don't take that away unless you've been real bad. But don't worry about that. You've been just perfect. A perfect little servant, ready and waiting to do what I tell you when I tell you. You don't need a will of your own. I'll take care of all that. And you just take care of my needs. All my needs. Hope you're ready to keep that fire warm. Because I think that you'll be in my employ all winter. Get